The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning, I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And it's March 17th, so happy St. Patrick's Day. We hope you're wearing your green today.
I'm wearing my green, and there's a pretty interesting story behind the whole wear green on St. Patrick's Day, and parts of that story surprised us.
Yes, it did, because get this, St. Patrick, for whom this day is named, actually wore the color blue, not green. In fact, there's a specific color of blue that's called St. Patrick's Blue. The color green came into play for two reasons. Number one, Ireland is nicknamed the Emerald Isle, and it's known for its beautiful green landscapes. And number two, St. Patrick used a three-leaf shamrock to explain the Holy Trinity. So people started putting shamrocks onto their lapels to express their faith. And from there, the tradition kind of took off and grew into wearing green clothes on March 17th.
And here's something else you might not know. St. Patrick was not actually Irish. According to the History Channel website, St. Patrick was born in Britain and was kidnapped by Irish raiders when he was 16. He spent 6 years in captivity, and later, after he became a Christian, he went back to Ireland to work as a missionary.
And you know that story about St. Patrick driving all the snakes out of Ireland?
Yeah.
Well, that story was actually just a metaphor for the way he tried to drive paganism out of Ireland. He couldn't have driven snakes out of Ireland because there were no snakes in Ireland. It's an island, and it's surrounded by water that's too cold for snakes to have migrated there. And if Ireland is still snake-free today, then I think it's an excellent reason for us to vacation there, don't you?
Absolutely. Ireland, here we come. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.